We turn the page and head into the men's contest where the Dort Defenders will be taking on a Morningside team that has yet to taste defeat. They are the number one team in the nation and a rating that, in my opinion, very warranted. They are big, they are physical, they've got good guards, they can shoot it, they're efficient offensively and defensively, they have the ability to really limit you. The Defenders will have a challenging task in front of them that was made even more challenging after the one-point loss to Dakota Wesleyan. It was learned that Chad Barkema injured his hand. He will be out for the foreseeable future, holding out hope that he is able to make a return before the season is over, but that would require the Defenders to, well, make it into the postseason for starters, and the longer you get into the postseason, the better the chance is that that hand heals. But the Defenders will be without one of their double-digit scorers here this evening, and they'll be without him for a little while. This Mustang men's team, 19-0, they're undefeated in league play through 11 starts. Morningside hasn't had a single-digit decision since January 2 when they prevailed on the road over Mount Marty 91-87. Seven of Morningside's 19 wins are by single digits, including a pair of one-point wins over Indiana Tech and Concordia. Tyler Borchers is the team leader in points and rebounds with 16.7 points per game and 6.1 run rebounds. Borchers, one of those players who it seems has been at Morningside forever. It is his fourth season. He started off at USD, actually transferred, and he has had a standout season for the Mustangs. We'll tell you more about that as the game goes along. He's making 66% of his field goal tries. Zach Emig is at 13.6 points per game and 5.4 rebounds per contest. He leads the team with 77 assists. Alex Borchers is at 10.4 points per game. Trey Brown adds 9.6 and 5.1 rebounds with 64.1% field goal shooting. Ben Hoskins and Matt Hine are the team leaders in made three-point shots at 39 and 37, respectively. Hoskins is making 50% of his three-point shots. Morningside outscores teams 82.7 to 63.8, and they convert 54% of their field goals while allowing 41.1% success. Morningside also makes 40% of their three-point shots and has made more free throws, 225, than opponents have attempted, 195. Morningside also enjoys a substantial 37.1 to 28.7 rebounds per game advantage. For the Defender men, they're 15-6 this season, 6-5 in the GPAC. They have a took a one-point loss on Wednesday night on the road to Dakota Wesleyan. That was one that got away from the Defenders. Would love to have it back, but not how it works. And the Defenders will now need to regroup and try to get back to their winning ways against a very good Morningside team. Garrett Franken leads the team with 15.5 points per game. Jesse Jansp is at 13.2. Franken also grabs 7.8 rebounds per game, has 48 assists and 16 block shots. Kate Bleeker is averaging 11.1 points per game, 4.1 rebounds. He's made a team-high 49 three-point shots this year. He's converting 50% of his attempts from behind the arc. Chad Barkema, at the time of his injury, averaging 10.2 points per game and 5.1 rebounds. Barkema also has 19 steals, 14 blocks, and 51 assists, which is second on the team to Jansma's 58. Zach Bussard and Marcus Winterfeld are at 8.5 and 8.1 points per game. Josh Van Lengen and Ben Gasink each average 6.9 and 6.6 points per outing. Chandler Brunsting also has appeared in 21 games for the Defenders, has 4.7 points per game with 38 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. I think we've got everything taken care of. 10 days off in between home games does not lend itself to things running smoothly, but I think we're off and running. Here's your starting lineup for the Morningside Mustangs. They'll start number 12, Zach Emig. Emig is from Gretna, Nebraska, 6'3", junior, 13.6 points per game. Number 14 is Will Potabom, a 6'2 freshman from Lamars, Iowa, averaging 5.9 points per game. After the Christmas break, he has been playing more and has been inserted into the starting lineup. Alex Borchers, 5'10 senior, South Sioux City, Nebraska, averages 10.4 points per game. Matt Hahn, a 6'3 senior from Fremont, Nebraska, 8.7 points per game. And number 33, Tyler Borcher, 6'7 senior from Lamarus, Iowa, averages 16.7 points per game. He is over 1,700 career points. For the defenders, it'll be Jesse Jansma. Jansma is a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.2 points per game. Cade Bleeker is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 11.1 points per game. Ben Gasinks, number 11, 6'3 junior, Sioux Center, averaging 6.6. Garrett Franken, number 22. He is a 6'7 junior from Atlantic, Iowa, 15.5 points per game. And double checking, I was told it was going to be Zach Bussard. It is Bussard, the senior from Papillion, Nebraska. And he is in the starting lineup for the defenders, averaging 8.5 points per game. Gasinks with the basketball, passes it off to Franken. Franken with it out front. Garrett tries to pass it underneath for Bussard. It's taken away. And here come the Mustangs. Mustangs with the basketball. Mustangs hand it off to Borchers. Borchers with the ball. Borchers gives it up to Zach Emig. Emig, left side, three on the way, is up, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Ben Gasinks after the missed three by Matt Hahn. Franken lobs it down low for Buss. Buss with the basketball. Bussard puts it up and down. Zach Bussard with a two-point basket. And we have a flop call against Tyler Borchers. Borchers whistled for the flop. And what that means is it's the same as a delay of game. It's a warning. And now the Mustangs will have the basketball. No foul, nothing like that. Next occurrence results in a free throw at that juncture. Driving in is Will Potabom. Potabom fouled on the play. That foul goes against the defenders, Zach Bussard. That's foul number one on Zach. So free throws on the way for Will Potabom. Potabom, transfer, I believe, from USD as well. Ended up missing basketball. Pretty good basketball player coming out of Lamar's Community High School. Suffered an injury his senior year. Ended up playing very limited action his senior season. Did not play basketball last year. And now is starting for the Morningside Mustangs this year. A bounce back of sorts. Gasinks with the basketball. Feeds it left to right side. Intended for Franken. And thrown away. A turnover gives the basketball back to Morningside. Morningside in front 2-1. We're 1 minute into this contest. With the basketball is Alex Borchers. Borchers on the right side. Borchers with it on the wing. Gives it up to Emig. Emig, Borchers. That's Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers back outside Will Potabom. Potabom with the basketball back to Borchers. Borchers splashes in a 17-footer. Tyler Borchers makes it 3-2. Morningside in front by a point. Ben Gasinks with the basketball. Gasinks to Franken. Franken on the right wing. This is Jansma. Jansma, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Buss. Buss put back good. Zach Bussard with a two-point basket. He's got four, and the defender lead is 4-3. 4-3 hour score. Borchers comes back. Out front, Will Potabom. Potabom, they lob it down low. This is Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers down on the baseline. Kick out pass. Hahn, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasinks. Gasinks with the basketball across the timeline. Gasinks passes left side Bleeker. Bleeker gives it up Franken. Franken with the ball out front. Franken comes back over to Jansma. Jansma with it back over to Gasinks. Gasinks gives it up Bleeker. Bleeker down low to Bussard. Bussard with the ball. Bussard spins down to the block, puts it up, blocked by Borchers, gets his own rebound back, put back is good for Buss. Buss with six. Dort leads 6-3. Right side pass, Potabom. Potabom, Borchers. Borchers comes back. Left side, Emig. Emig gives it down on the baseline, Borchers. This is Tyler Borchers off the give from Alex Borchers, and Tyler Borchers now has four. Dort leads 6-5. 6-5 hour score, Gasinks. Gasinks with it right side over to Jansma. Jansma to Franken. Franken with it on the right side, 15 feet out. Goes to Jansma, short corner. Jesse working against Emig. Jansma turned around in the lane over the top of Emig is good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 8-5. 8-5 our score. Out front, Emig. Emig gives it up to Alex Borchers. Down into the corner. Back to Alex Borchers. Top of the key, three. Good. Alex Borchers with the three-point basket, and we're tied at eight. Ben Gasink, right side, Cade Bleeker. Cade Bleeker with it on the right wing. Bleeker picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Bussard. Bussard to Bleeker. Bleeker with it, right wing. Back to Bussard, down to Bleeker. Bleeker down to the baseline, cut off by Tyler Borchers. Reversal, Ben Gasink. Gasink, three, good. Ben Gasink with the three-point basket. Dort leads 11-8. 11-8 our score. Defenders up by three early. Emig, left side. Potabom, three. Rattles, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders and Bussard. He gives it up to Bleeker. Bleeker takes it across the timeline. Cade picks up his dribble. Back to Jesse. Jesse, top of the key with a left hand down to the block. Double team comes. Gasink, three. They fly at him. He buries it. Three-point basket for Ben Gasink. He's got six. Defenders lead 14-8. Morningside basketball. Left side, Potabom. Potabom comes back over to Emig. Emig, left side pass, swings it. Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers gets the return pass now from Potabom. Right side, Hahn. Hahn feeds it down low. Tyler Borchers. Cade Bleeker comes for the double team. And a foul on the reach-in called on Cade Bleeker as Dort doubles down on the post. And the defenders, Cade Bleeker, will check out of the ballgame. Marcus Winterfeld checks in. Morningside inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Emig gets the ball inbounded. New player in for Morningside, that is Ben Hoskins. Dort with a six-point lead. Emick goes right side, Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers on the block. Passes it in to Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers, one-handed, right-handed hook shot, is up and good in the middle of the lane. Defenders lead 14-10. Ben Gasink with the basketball. Right side, Franken. Franken, long corner, gives it up Jansma. Jansma in traffic, puts it up, blocked by Borchers. Rebound cleared by the Mustangs. Look quickly up the floor is Emig. Emig blocked on the play. Ball's deflected. Picked up by Morningside. Mustangs with it. Pass into the corner. Hoskins. Hoskins, three. Missed it. No good, but nobody gets the rebound for the defenders. Back it goes Hoskins. Hoskins, Borchers. Borchers layup good. Tyler Borchers with eight. Dort leads 14-12. Back we go the other way. Racing. Gasink. Gasink. Layup good. Ben Gasink for the two-point basket. On the putback of the missed shot, Dort leads 16-12. 16-12 our score. Pass down to the block. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Three. Up. Good. Three-point basket for Alex Borchers. He's got a pair. Dort leads 16-15. 6 minutes gone in this one. Out front with it is Bussard. Bussard, right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up to Franken. Franken in the lane, turns in over the inside shoulder, shot no good, and the rebound is tipped and controlled by Morningside. Morningside with it, Emig. Emig over to right side. That is Matt Hahn. Now back to Borchers. Borchers, another three. This one's no good, and here comes Dort in transition. Jansma up the floor. Jesse shakes left, goes right. Reversal, Ben Gasink. Three, left wing, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Borchers. Borchers ahead to Hahn. Racehorse basketball right now. Matt Hahn back over to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers, left side, Emig. Emig with it into the corner. Dump it down low, Tyler Borchers. Give it up, Emig. Emig, layup, good. Emig with the layup off the assist from Tyler Borchers. And Zach Emig will go to the free throw line where he will shoot a free throw to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. In the ball game for the defenders, Josh Van Lingen, Dustin Mara, Chandler Brunsting. And trying to give Morningside a two-point lead here with a made free throw is Emig. Emig is a 70% free throw shooter, and he makes that free throw attempt. Morningside on defense now. Dort coming back the other way. Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it to Mara. Mara to Van Lingen. Van Lingen right side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball down to the block. Guarded by Hoskins. Shot by Winterfeld is up and good. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Marcus Winterfeld spins, somehow gets it up at the rim, and he gets the shot to go, and the defenders will now try to unlock the tie with a free throw here by Winterfeld, trying to make the three-point play of his own. Free throw on the way for the junior in terms of eligibility from Sioux Center, Iowa. And he makes that free throw. He's got three, and the defenders regain the lead 19-18. Hoskins, left side, Alex Borchers. Borchers off the fly, shot no good with a left-hand rebound, taken away by the defenders, and Brunsting. Brunsting up the floor. Chandler reverses. Jesse Jansma shows it, now kicks it back in, oh, right wing to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Van Langen, and Van Langen is held on the play. The ball goes against Alex Borchers. That is number one on him. Dort will be inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in is Brunsting. Brunsting. Back it goes, Jansma. Jansma splits the defense. Reverse layup with the left hand. No good. Now a foul called on the rebound. That's going to be against Jesse, and that's number one on him. So Dort will respond with a substitute. Bleeker is in. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Bleeker, Winterfeld, Brunsting, Van Langen, and Mara. For the Mustangs, it is Hoskins, Trey Brown. He's the second part of the post tandem. Comes off of the bench for the Mustangs. Give it out front to Will Potterbaum. Potterbaum gets the return pass now after giving it up. They dump it down low to Brown. Brown with the basketball, Potterbaum. Left side, Hoskins. Hoskins to Emig. Emig in the corner. Nothing there. Trying to pass it inside. Ball deflected. Brown ends up with it. His shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Josh Van Langen. Van Langen will bring the basketball up the floor for the defenders. Josh stops at the top of the key, thought about the three, decides against it, comes back over to Bleeker. Dort with a one-point lead, 11:45 left to play in the first half. Comes over to Brunsting. Brunsting down low, Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld down to the baseline, spins back to the middle of the lane, puts it up with the inside hand, his right-handed shot as he spins to what would have been a left-handed hook, instead comes with the inside shoulder. He's got five, defenders lead 21-18. Will Potterbaum on the left wing. Potterbaum with the basketball, gives it up to Hoskins. Hoskins to Emig. Emig with the ball. Emig back out front. Potterbaum. Potterbaum spins. Nothing there. Taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting stops. Let's traffic clear. Here's Van Langen. Rhythm three. Good. Josh Van Langen with the three-point basket. And the defenders lead 24-18. And there's a timeout on the floor. Charged to Morningside. 24-18, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Timeout, Morningside. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Morningside Mustangs using their first timeout, trailing 24-18. Defenders with a six-point cushion right now. Left side pass, Emig. Emig swings it over the top. Bleeker tries for the steal. Instead, Potterbaum gets it. Potterbaum goes to the glass. Floater from Will Potterbaum. He's got three, and the defender lead is 24-20. 24-20, Dort with a basketball. Winterfeld feeds it down low for Mara. Mara gets it to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker's pass deflected, picked up by Winterfeld. Short corner, Mara. Mara back over to Chandler. Chandler three. Knock it down, Chandler Brunsting, and he'll go to the free throw line for a four-point play opportunity. 24-20, defenders leading by seven. So Chandler Brunsting, the senior, made a couple big threes at Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday. Man, today feels like a Wednesday now with this night contest. We don't play many of these any longer, those Saturday night contests. They're a thing of the past. But today, squeezed out a little more time in terms of getting the snow cleared out, the winds to die down just a little bit. And so we have the rare Saturday night Twin Mill. And the defenders with a four-point play from Chandler Brunsting as he makes the free throw. Defenders lead at 28-20. 28-20 our score. Matt Hahn on the left wing. Hahn to the free throw line. Comes back right side, Emig. Emig guarded there by Winterfeld Dort in man-to-man defense. They feed it right side down to the baseline. And we've got a foul on the play called as Cade Bleeker tries to slow Matt Hahn up. And Cade in a little bit of foul trouble, the freshman from Sioux Center. He's whistled for that personal foul. This is not the officiating crew we anticipated having today. I believe only one out of the three is who we were scheduled to have, but the weather wreaking havoc with that schedule as well. All three GPAC officials we've seen before. Two of them, I can't recollect their names. Shot on the way from the top of the key is good. Matt Hahn with that triple, and the defender lead is 28-23. Chandler Brunsting brings it up the floor, 9:40 remaining. Then Langen, another rhythm three. That one's off the mark, no good. Rebound Brunsting, and Brunsting is fouled from behind by Alex Borchers. And Alex Borchers in a bit of foul trouble now. The senior guard from South Sioux City, Nebraska. This Morningside team has 2,000-point scorers on their team. Matt Hahn is knocking on the door as well. Actually, they have 3,000-point scorers and another knocking on the door. Pass goes in. Winterfeld. Winterfeld throws it down middle of the lane. Winterfeld with seven. Defenders lead 30-23. Left side pass goes over to Potabom. Potabom gives it up. Borchers. Borchers gets the return pass down low to Borchers. That's Tyler Borchers. Alex Borchers reverses it. Left side, Potabom. Potabom, a three. Good. Will Potabom with six. Defenders trail lead, I should say, 30-26. And Cade Bleeker just picked up his third foul on a drive down to the baseline. He is in foul trouble officially, and he's probably done for the half. Bussard, Franken, Jansma all check in. 30-26, defenders by four. 9:01 remaining. Throwing the ball in for the Mustangs will be Ben Hoskins. So the defenders by four after that three-pointer by Will Potabom on Morningside's last possession. Morningside has the basketball. Matt Hahn. They give it up right side. Three on the way. Is up and good. Hahn, pretty good three-point shooter. Over 900 career points, and the defender lead that was eight is down to one, 30-29. With a basketball, Bussard against Borchers. Buss with the right hand, working hard, and he gets it to go. Zach Bussard with eight. Dort leads 32-29. Tyler Borchers with eight on his side of the ledger. Morningside basketball, they give it up, Potabom. Potabom, right side, Emig. Emig cut off on the block, lost it, and it goes out of bounds. I believe Winterfeld got a hand on it. Ben Gasink is in the ballgame. Nice minutes by Chandler Brunsting tonight. ...32-29. Defenders lead by three. Emmett gets the ball inbounded, gets the return pass. He's on the baseline. Pinned down there now by Busser. Tries to pass it out. It's taken away by Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. Drives to the free throw line. Retreats. Franken. Franken, Winterfeld. Winterfeld shot blocked from behind by the trailing Trey Powers, I believe. Powers knocks it away. Tyler Borchers feeds it left side. Give it up, Potabom. Back over to Borchers. Borchers to Potabom. Potabom floater, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Morningside, and I thought we had a travel possibly on Trey Powers, but Powers is fouled on the play. That's going to go on Jansma, and that's two on him. That's three on Jansma. Defenders have two players with three fouls each. So we're going to have to go with a different lineup than we're accustomed to. Jesse Jansma has just picked up his third personal. Chandler Brunsting is in, so Brunsting and Gasink will play together. Trey Powers, first free throw, is good. It's 32 to 30. Second free throw is up and good as well for Trey Powers. Powers makes it 32-31 with a couple of made free throws. Gasink, Franken, Franken Bussard. Bussard with the basketball, Gasink. Gasink with the basketball at the free throw line. Gets going downhill, layup with the right hand, good. Ben Gasink with 10 first half points. Defenders lead 34-31. Defenders are going to have to play a while without a couple of starters though. 7:20 and counting, first half. Bleeker and Jansma both with three fouls, and now Marcus Winterfeld has picked up a foul as they double down. That is going to be team foul number 7 on the defenders. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Tyler Borchers. Borchers, if there is a flaw in his game, a weakness, it is his free throw shooting. He's a 62% free throw shooter. He has shot 94 this season, is 58 of 94. 1-1 opportunity for Borchers is good. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw. Trying to make it 34-33. Defenders up 2 right now. Defenders are going to have to deal with some trouble, though. Second free throw by Borchers, no good. And the defenders will bring it up. Ben Gasink will bring it into the front court. Gasink across half court with the dribble and the right hand. He's guarded there by Imick. Pass right side, Franken. Franken with it on the right wing. Franken feeds it down low, Buss. Bussard with the basketball, working against Borchers. Bussard, turn around in the lane, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. This is Imick. Imick stops. Out front, Hahn. Hahn, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball, back over to Brunsting. Brunsting thought about pulling the trigger on the three, decides against it, gives it out front to Franken. Franken to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, left side it goes to Brunsting. Brunsting on the wing. Chandler will drive the lane, fading away from 10. Tough shot, no good, off balance. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Left side it comes back to Emig. Emig on the wing. Emig gives it up. Three, no good. That missed three by Trey Powers. Here comes Dort in transition. Don't have the numbers. Gasing stops at the top of the key. Gasing picks up his dribble. Throws it down low, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Bussard, holds his pivot foot, and he gets pushed out by Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers whistled for the personal foul, and he can't believe it. First foul of the night called against Tyler. Kendrick Van Kickeriks will check into the ball game. Checking out of the contest is Marcus Winterfeld. Dort is throwing the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Franken. Franken with the ball back over to Gasink. Gasink on the left wing. Feed it down low, Bussard. Bussard with the basketball. Bussard back to Ben. Ben three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Morningside feeds it left side. Coming up the floor with it is Matt Hahn. Hahn to Emig. Emig three. Good. Zach Emig with the three-point basket. He's got 6. And the defenders lead it 35-34. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. 35-34. Defenders down by 1. Dort has led by as many as 8, 28-20. Morningside on a 15-6 run since then. And the defenders with the basketball. Ben Gasink, he passes out front to Franken. Garrett with the basketball. Garrett gives it underneath. Buss. Buss tries to feed it outside. And Zach's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation against the defenders and Zach Bussard. Now Morningside with an opportunity to build on the lead. Out front with the basketball is Zach Emig. Emig feeds it right side, Hahn. Hahn with it down to the baseline, cut off, retreats back to the left wing. It's near the DU Cross logo, gives it up Potabom. Potabom off of the glass. Wild shot, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Frank, and it will be Morningside basketball. Shot clock has reset to 20. Mustangs will throw it in. This is Zach Emig. Emig throws in to Trey Brown. Trey Brown working his way in. Now they passed back to the perimeter. Brown tries to feed it back to the wing. And Matt Hahn, very demonstrative with where he wants that ball to go when it goes down to Trey Brown. And inbounding the basketball is Emig. Emig with the basketball. Back out front, Will Potabom. Potabom on the left elbow, gives it up, now gets it back. He's at the top of the key. Three by Potabom, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Ben Kickerix. Kenning with the basketball, gives it up Gasing. Gasing at the free throw line. Ben into the corner, Kendrick. Kendrick with it at the free throw line. Back over to Chandler. Chandler with it. Chandler picks up his dribble, comes back over to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken drives in with the left hand, finishes at the rim. Good. Garrett Franken with his first two. Dort leads 36-35. 4:09 remaining. Left side pass, Morningside. Mustangs have it. Defenders go into a very small lineup here. Three guards on the floor. Shot on the way is up and good for Hahn. Hahn whispers that one through from 15. Dort trails 37-36. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting fires it underneath. Franken outside. Gasing. Gasing three. Missed it. No good. Rebound is cleared by Morningside. Mustangs coming back the other way with a one-point lead. Mustangs, Hahn. Hahn, Potabom. Potabom back to Hahn. Hahn down to the baseline. Cut off. Pass opposite wing. Tipped out of bounds by Gasing. As he comes in to get into the passing lane, Van Lingen is in, Bussard is out. Defenders trailing 37-36. Throwing the ball in, they get it in to Potabom. Potabom with the basketball. Potabom goes left side, Hahn. Hahn puts up a three, and he hits it. Matt Hahn with his third three. He's got 11 points. Defenders trail 40-36. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. This will be a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. 40-36. Defenders inbounding the basketball. 3:17 left to go in the half. Ben Gasink will bring the basketball across the timeline. Ben with the basketball on the left wing. Feeds it left side, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix to Franken. Franken misses the short turnaround on the left block. And the rebound is controlled by Morningside. Morningside coming back the other way. Mustangs have the lead, trying to work with a four-point cushion. Emig, left side, Potabom. Potabom looks down low. Now they feed it down low to Brown. Kick out pass, Potabom. Potabom misses the three-point shot. Rebound taken away by Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, left side it goes, Gasing. Gasing hesitates. Two players around him in maroon jerseys. Here's Franken. Franken down to the block. Drew some contact. No call made. And the Mustangs will get the basketball. Certainly looked like it was last touched by Morningside. They rule it was last touched by the defenders, though. And as you watch the replay, number 32 for Morningside, Trey Brown. He blocked it, and then he knocked it out of bounds on the rebound. Luke Langner's going to get an earful. They didn't just miss once, but they missed it twice, and I've got the benefit of the delay on the webcast to watch it, but what I saw with my naked eye did not lie. Morningside basketball, Borchers. Borchers gives it up to Matt Hahn. Hahn, jumper from 17, rattles, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken gets it away, over to Brunsting on the right side, driving the lane, nothing there on the right side, and what do we have? A travel violation called on Chandler Brunsting. Turnover by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside brings it across the timeline. This is Zach Emig. Emig to Potabom. Potabom with it right side. Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers. Well, you got to play through it. Now they give it up. Emig, and Emig misses the shot in the lane. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld right side. Kenny now goes right side. Brunsting. High Archer. No good. Rebound taken away by Frank, and then Frank is fouled on the play by Emig. Foul on the play called on Emig, and for Zach Emig, that is his first personal foul. Garrett Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw is up and good for Franken. Second free throw on the way. And on a night where the weather, or a day where the weather dictates a lot, as I said, this is not the crew we anticipated. Had to do some mixing and matching. As it is, the defenders have overcome a couple of challenging calls. Got a couple of points on free throws there. Now it's 40-38. Right side with the basketball. Give it up, Tyler Borchers. Borchers, right side, Hahn. Hahn to Potabom. Potabom floater, missed it, no good. Tap out by Van Langen. And the defenders have it with 70 seconds left to go in the half. With the basketball, Franken. Franken to Van Kickerix. Kendrick with it, the junior from Rock Valley. Looking out front, comes back over to Franken. Franken, Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball, backing his way in against Tyler Borchers. Picked up his dribble, though. Now 9 to shoot. Borchers on the defense. They get Van Langen. Franken. Franken with it. 3 seconds remaining. Shot in the lane. No good. But a foul on the play on Zach Emig as he slid underneath the driving Garrett Franken. And now Franken will shoot 2 free throws with the clock standing at 43.6 seconds remaining in the quarter. In the half, I should say. So Garrett Franken shooting a pair. 43.6 seconds left. Can tie it up with a couple of made free throws. First one is up and through for Frank, and he's 3 for 3. Has another one on the way. We've not been tied since it was 8-8. At least not according to the running score I keep. Far from official. And Franken knocks down the free throw. He's now 4 for 4 and ties it at 40. So with 43.6 seconds left, Dort ties it. Morningside basketball. This is Powers. Powers, free throw line jumper, good. Trey Powers with 4 points. And the defenders trail 42-40. Defenders will bring it up, and they can hold for the final shot of the half if they want. Chandler Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting. Brunsting dribbling. Now 10 seconds on the clock. He's out front in between the circles. Now gives to Franken. Franken on the right wing. Checks the clock. 3 seconds. Runner in the lane is good. Garrett Franken, an off-balance shot as he went to his left. Puts it up with the right hand. And we are tied as the buzzer sounds to end the first half of play. Our score, Dort 42, Morningside 42. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. We'll be back with our second half totals after our Where Are They Now segment. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Thanks to Christian Zalster for that throwback edition of the Where Are They Now segment. And let's take a look at the numbers from the first half of this 42-42 tie between Dort and Morningside. The Mustangs, 15-32 from the floor, 47%. As hard as it is to believe, that is 7 percentage points lower than their season average. 7 of 16 from the three-point line, 43%. That's slightly better than what they do this season. And 5 of 7 on free throws. That's right around their season average, 52%. A little bit better than that, actually, 66 for the season. For the defenders, 16 of 31 from the floor, 51.6%. 4 of 11 on threes, 36%, 6 for 6 on free throws, 100%. Dort has an 18-16 rebounding advantage. Dort has 5 turnovers. Morningside has 3. Dort's led by Ben Gasing's 10 points. Garrett Franken and Zach Bussard each have 8. Marcus Winterfeld has 7. Jesse Jansma has 2. Chandler Brunsting has 4. Josh Van Langen has 3. Defenders are hindered by some foul trouble in the first half. Jesse Jansma and Kate Bleeker limited to 8 minutes apiece. Both have 3 fouls. Matt Hahn leads Morningside with 11 points, 3 of 6 from the 3-point line. Tyler Borchers has 9, 6 each for Zach Emick, Will Potabom, and Alex Borchers, 4 for Trey Powers. Defenders are led in rebounding by Garrett Franken with 5. Zach Bussard has 4. For the Mustangs, Zach Emick has 4 rebounds to pace them. One other GPAC basketball game in the books on the men's side. That was Concordia defeating Briarcliff 83-72. Put another 20 minutes up on the clock, and here we go. Second half of play, we're tied 42-42. With it on the left side is Alex Borchers. Borchers over the basketball, back over to Potabom, gives to Emig. Emig, Brown, right side. They feed it down low to Borchers, and Tyler Borchers loses it out of bounds, and I thought it might have been off of the leg of Tyler Borchers. As it is, they rule it last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop out on the three-point circle is Zach Image. He gives to Tyler Borchers. Comes back right side, Image. Image pull up from 12. Good. Zach Image with 8 points. And the Mustangs reestablish a 2-point lead, 44-42. Top of the key with the basketball is Van Langen. Van Langen looking for the backdoor cut. Brunsting instead comes back to Van Langen. Van Langen, 3-ball, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the Mustangs. Emig with it. Right side, Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers intended for Tyler Borchers. Deflected, taken back by Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it back. And we've got a blocking foul called on the Mustangs. Foul's going to go on Morningside's Matt Hahn. Hahn called for the block. And for Matt Hahn, that is foul number 1. The defenders will then bond the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. With the basketball, Gasing looking to throw in. Comes back over to Van Langen. Van Langen over the ball. Van Langen gives it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, left side, Gasing. Gasing feeds, comes back, Brunsting. Brunsting, 3, good. Chandler Brunsting with a 3-point basket. He's got 7. Defenders lead 45-44. Morningside basketball. They go left side. Nothing there. Emig, Alex Borchers, right side, Trey Brown. Beg your pardon, Matt Hahn. Matt Hahn puts up a 3, long shot, no good. Trey Brown's the backup post player. Hahn is the 3-point shooter. Right side, Gasing. Dort with a 1-point lead. Van Langen spins into the lane, nothing there. Back to Gasing. Gasing drives in, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Tyler Borchers. That's foul number 2 on Tyler Borchers. And free throws on the way for Ben Gasing. Gasing with 10 points so far. So Ben Gasing shooting a pair. First free throw is up. No good by Ben. Another one on the way. So Ben Gasing shooting another free throw, trying to extend the lead to 2. Gasing's free throw is up and good, so Ben makes 1 of 2 free throws. He's got 11 points, and the defender lead is 46-44. Alex Borchers brings the ball up the floor. He passes back over to Potabom. Potabom, Emig. Emig with it, looking down low. Comes back right side. Emig. Ball fake. Nothing there. 17-footer from straight on by Tyler Borchers, and Tyler Borchers with a 2-point basket. He's got 11. Foul on the play. On the rebound is going to go against Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld called for foul number 2. So Borchers tied it with a made basket. And then a foul called on the rebound. So ball inbounded. Alex Borchers. Borchers step back three off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Franken. Franken comes back over to Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting with it on the right side. Back to Van Lingen. Van Lingen facing up against Borchers. Feeds it cross court. Franken. Franken. Baseline jumper. Good. Garrett Franken with 10 points. Defenders reestablish a two-point lead. 48-46. 48-46 our score. Morningside basketball. Borchers on the wing. Entry pass. Tyler Borchers feeds it back outside to Alex. Alex comes right side over to Hahn. Hahn on the dribble. Can't get around Brunsting. Comes back over to Potabom. Potabom at the free throw line. Ducks underneath. His shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Van Lingen. Van Lingen over to Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball on the left side. Chandler down to the wing. Nothing there. Back outside Van Lingen. Van Lingen three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Hahn for Morningside. Hahn gives it up. Right side, Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers with a two-point basket. He's got 13. And we're tied for the fourth time today. 48-48 our score. Brunsting gives back to Gasing. Gasing out front, Van Lingen. Van Lingen, top of the key, three. Missed it, no good. Morningside quickly back the other way. Pass up the sideline is tipped out of bounds by Chandler Brunsting. And Jansma and Bleeker will check into the ballgame. Both set in the early stages of this half with three fouls each. They will both check in. See how long they can go without picking up their fourth foul. Both of them enter with three. Alex Borchers out front. Borchers comes back to Tyler. Tyler out front. Emig. Emig. 17-footer off the dribble. Missed it. No good. Rebound Van Lingen. Van Lingen to Gasing. Gasing will bring it up the floor. We're tied 48-48. 16-12 remaining in the game. Feed it down low. Franken. Franken guarded there by Hahn. Hahn pokes it away from behind after Franken put it on the deck. Feed from Potabom to Emig. Emig hard to the basket. Layup good. Zach Emig with 10 points. Defenders trail 50-48. Ben Gasing for the basketball. Ben in traffic. His layup good. Ben Gasing with 13 points. He ties it at 50. Back we go the other way. Alex Borchers right wing. Out front Hahn. They feed it left corner. Potabom three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Matt Hahn with it. Hahn, left side, Emig. Emig well beyond the three-point line. Goes back right wing to Hahn. Hahn into the corner, Borchers. Borchers right corner, driving baseline. And he steps on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball on the turnover. 50-50 our score. Franken will be inbounding the basketball. Gets it in to Ben Gasing. Gasing will bring it up. Ben taking it up the floor against Borchers. Borchers token pressure. Right side pass. It goes to Franken. Franken, they dump it down low. Bussard by way of Kate Bleeker. Bleeker setting up for a three. Instead puts it on the floor one time. Now Jansma. Jansma, three. Missed it. No good. Short. Rebound taken away by Emig. Emig with the basketball up the left sideline to Matt Hahn. Hahn with it. Hahn, Emig, Emig, Borchers, Borchers, back to Hahn, left wing beyond the three-point line. Bleeker guarding him there, gives to Emig, Emig on the right side. This is Ben Hoskins, Hoskins to Matt Hahn. Matt Hahn, three, wing, no good. Rebound, Cade Bleeker, Bleeker outlets over to Gasing, Gasing up the right side. Gasing dumps it down low, Bussard working against Borchers. Bussard with the left hand, short, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort basketball. It hit off of Bussard's toe, and then I thought it caught Tyler Borcher's shoe on the way out. And they'll reset the shot clock to 20 seconds. Throwing the ball in will be Ben Gasing. There was no change of possession on the play. Brunsting checks in. Ben Gasing will check out. 14:23 left to play in the game. 50-50 our score. Franken dumps it down low. Bussard. Bussard with the ball. Zach works his way in with the right hand. His shot, good. Zach Bussard with 10 on 5 field goals. Defenders lead 52-50. 52-50, our score. Right side, Hahn. Hahn steps through to the free throw line. Kicks it back outside. 3 up and down for Ben Hoskins. Hoskins coming off of the bench, knocks down a triple. Gives Morningside a 1-point lead, 53-52. Chandler Brunsting with the basketball. Alex Borchers guarding him. Comes back over to Cade Bleeker. Bleeker, 3, too strong, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Back to Brunsting. Brunsting, 3, straight on, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Brown. Brown to Emig. Emig, left side, Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers, pass into the corner, tipped by Chandler Brunsting. 53-52, Morningside up a point, 13:27 remaining. Dustin Mara checks in. Garrett Franken checks out. Zach Emig will throw it in. Emig gets the ball inbounded to Alex Borchers. Borchers back to Emig. Emig on the left wing. Emig gives it back over to Trey Brown, now to Alex Borchers. Borchers on the move, throws it up after drawing contact. And a foul on the play called against Zach Bussard. Bussard whistled for foul number 2. So 2 fouls called on Bussard. Alex Borchers will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot 2 free throws. He's a 78% free throw shooter this season. Borchers from South Sioux City, Nebraska. First one is up and good. He's a senior. He and Tyler Borchers, the only seniors in the starting lineup. Beg your pardon, Matt Hahn, also a senior. He snuck in there. So they will have significant graduation losses. Still have Emig, though. Some free throws up and good. I've also got some building blocks around him. Will Potabom's going to be a nice player before he's done. Makes both free throws, does Alex Borchers. Mustangs with a 3-point lead. Defenders need an answer. Out front comes to Brunsting. Brunsting right side. Down to the baseline, Jansma. Jansma to Bussard, and Bussard is fouled on the play by Alex Borchers, and that's number 3 on Alex Borchers. Throwing the ball in will be Chandler Brunsting. Will Potabom checks into the ball game. Checking out will be Alex Borchers. Jim Sykes looks displeased on the Morningside bench. Borchers will have to check out with 3 personals. Jansma into the lane. Outside it goes Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball, trying to feed it down low for Mara. And it goes out of bounds as Mara can't hold his position. It's last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Emig. Emig. No, beg your pardon, that was Hahn. Now they go to Emig. Emig at the top of the key. Right side. Ball deflected, picked up by Emig. Short corner, right baseline. Throws it out front for Hahn. Hahn over the top of Bleeker. Long 3, short, no good. Rebound though, Potabom. Potabom back out front. It comes Emig. Emig into the lane. Back to Potabom. Potabom crosses over, puts the shot up. Now, beg your pardon, feeds it right side over to Brown. And Trey Brown with a 2-point basket. Morningside has extended the lead to 5, 57-52. 12:06 remaining in regulation. Morningside over the 5-point lead. Timeout, Defenders. Back with more in a moment. Brunsting gives to Bussard. Bussard left side. Ball deflected and Franken can't hang on to it. Coming back the other way is Potabom. He's stripped on the way up. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. 11:47 left to play. Second half of basketball. And Brown draws contact, throws the ball up towards the hoop and gets it to drop. And Morningside now with a 7-point cushion. Nothing fancy about that one, but Brown was able to get close enough to the basket, gets it to go. Dort needs an answer, down 7. Franken with the basketball against Emick. Franken off of the glass from the left side with the right hand. Good. He's got 12. 59-54. Defenders down 5. Pottabom with the basketball. Pottabom pass deflected, picked up. Comes back out to Zach Emick. Emick to Pottabom. Pottabom in the left corner. Comes back. Left side Hoskins. 3, no good. Rebound deflected. Brunsting and Bleeker run into each other. Bussard prevents the layup. And there's a foul on the play, and Will Pottabom is fouled. And now the officials conferring. He got the ball. So they're going to call a foul on Zach Bussard. Bussard whistled for the personal foul. Well, I have the benefit of watching it on live stream, and while it may have looked like a rough foul, he did catch, he clearly played the ball and knocked the ball away. Now, Pottabom's momentum, obviously towards the hoop, made it look like a significant collision, but it certainly looked like mostly ball on the replay. No, Morningside fans aren't going to agree with me, and I understand that. Will Pottabom makes the first free throw. 76% free throw shooter. Another one on the way. This one is up and good. Will Pottabom with 8. 61-54. Defenders by 7. Jansma, left side Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker comes back. Franken, Dort down 7. Can't afford to lose contact here. Bleeker out front. He comes back right side. Brunsting. Brunsting. Jansma. Jansma underneath to Franken. Franken, Brunsting. Brunsting 3. Rattles it. No good. Halfway down. Pops back out. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Jansma. Reversal back to Brunsting. Brunsting puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Trey Brown. That's number one on him. And Chandler Brunsting will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Chandler Brunsting shooting a pair. First one off the heel, no good. Second free throw on the way for Chandler Brunsting, trying to cut it back to a 6-point ball game. 61-55. Well, it's 61-54. Trying to make a free throw to make it 61-55. And Brunsting makes 1 of 2. Chandler Brunsting now with 8. Defenders trail 61-55. Pass down low for Brown. Brown in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Garrett Franken. It's going to be foul number one on Franken. And going to the free throw line will be Matt Hunt. I beg your pardon, will be Trey Brown. Brown will go to the free throw line where he will shoot 2 with his team leading 61-55. First free throw is up and good for Brown. Brown is 64% free throw shooter. Unorthodox delivery, but he has converted nearly 65% of his free throw attempts this year, 33 of 52 entering play. Second free throw is up and good. 63-55, 10-13 and counting, ball game. Defenders down 8. This one getting away. Got to cut into it. Comes out front to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken will put up a 3. Missed it. No good. Dort impatient on offense that time. And here come the Mustangs. Back the other way. Right side, Pottabom. Pottabom goes into the corner. Hoskins. Hoskins at the free throw line. Dumps it off for Brown. Brown's shot blocked. Rebound cleared by the defenders. And Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld dumps it down low for Franken. Franken with it. Dort down 8. Now 6. Franken spins to his right. Gets the hook shot to go. Dort down 63-57. Got to get some stops. Morningside basketball. Right side Pottabom down to the baseline. Gives it up Brown. Ball deflected. It's down on the floor. Still loose. And we've got a foul on the play called on Jesse Jansma. Jansma going after the loose basketball. Gets called for foul number 4 in the process. 63-57. Jansma whistled for his 4th. That is team foul number 5 on the defenders in this half. Morningside will throw it in. Emig. Shot is blocked on the attempt by Matt Hahn in the lane. Rebound cleared by Van Langen. Here comes Dort Franken. Franken to Gaysink. Gaysink with the ball. Gaysink, left side it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it to Van Langen. Van Langen, Bleeker. Bleeker, 3-ball, got it. Cade Bleeker with his first basket of the day. Dort trails 63-60. Coming back the other way now, Morningside. Morningside, right side, Emig. Emig to Borchers. Dort brings the double team. Borchers tries to dribble out of it. Gives it up Emig. Emig, Hahn. Hahn, Potabom. Potabom, 3, buries it. Left side jumper by Potabom, wide open. He's got 11. Dort trails 66-60. Winterfeld, Van Langen. Van Langen on the right side. Josh with it. Looking down low, instead comes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, left side, Franken. Franken, a 3, good. Garrett Franken knocks down the triple. Dort back to within 3, 66-63. 8:14 and counting. Morningside basketball, left side, Potabom. Potabom with the basketball. Potabom goes down low for Borchers. Potabom again, 3, good. Will Potabom. Just like that, 14 for Potabom. 69-63. Defenders down 6. Offside it goes to Van Langen. Van Langen in traffic. And a foul on the play called on Tyler Borchers. Borchers whistled for foul number 3. So Tyler Borchers called for the foul. Josh Van Langen to the free throw line to shoot 2. A lot of time left in this one. 69-63. Defenders down 6. And Van Langen will go to the free throw line to try and draw Dort to within 4. First free throw by Josh, up and good. He's got 4. Second free throw on the way for Van Langen. Van Langen, a 56% free throw shooter. Van Langen eyes it, flies it, and can't get it. Rebound tip by Winterfeld momentarily. Emig cleans it up, though. And the defenders trail by 5, 69-64. Now you need a stop. Left side it goes Emig. Emig on the wing, well beyond the three-point line. Feed it to the cutter, to Borchers underneath. He goes back to the cutter. Now Borchers back outside. 3 on the way, Emig. Emig missed it. That one crawls over the top of the backboard. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. 69-64, defenders down 5 with the basketball, though, and a chance to cut it down to 2 or 3 with a field goal. Gaysink guarded by Alex Borchers. Borchers playing with 3 personals. Gaysink passes left side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it to Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld, basket good. Marcus Winterfeld, his first basket of the second half, 9 points. Defenders down 69-66. Emig, left side, Borchers. Borchers, 3, good. Alex Borchers, left wing, 3, is good. He's got 11. Dort trails 72-66. Winterfeld, left side, Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen tries to loop it over to Gaysink. Ball's deflected. Taken back by Tyler Borchers. Borchers gives it up. Alex Borchers, into the corner. And they feed the trailer, Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers now with 15 on the lay-in. And Morningside extends the lead up to 8, 74-66. Franken back the other way. His runner with the right hand from the left side, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Franken knocks it away. Picked back up by Tyler Borchers up the sideline. And they throw it away. Trey Powers had to go to the sideline to try and reel that pass in. and ended up out of bounds as he caught it. It'll be Dort basketball. Marcus Winterfeld will throw the ball in. Defenders trailing 74-266. Morningside with the basketball. Defenders in, down by eight. Need a bucket again to keep pace. Franken on the left elbow. Long two. Missed it. No good. Saved in by Van Langen. Right to a Morningside player, though. And Morningside coming back the other way. Mustangs will bring it into the front court. And Zach Emig has it. Emig driving in. Opposite side. Three. Good. They like that left corner. Trey Powers knocks down the three. He's got 7 points, and the Mustangs have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 77-76. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Defenders use a timeout. Back with more right after this. 77-66, Morningside extending the lead to 11, and now the Defenders will need to come back. Ben Gaysink with the basketball as it's inbounded. Ben will bring it up against the token pressure by Alex Borchers. He passes it off to Franken. Franken gives it up Van Langen. Van Langen fakes the handoff. Van Langen with the basketball. Looking, comes back over to Jansma. Jansma to Van Langen, and Van Langen is held on the play by Trey Powers. Powers reached in, got mostly arm on as he tried to take the ball away. The freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, whistled for his first personal moments ago. Knocked down a big three for the Mustangs. Josh Van Langen will be inbounding the basketball with 5:21 remaining. Ben Gaysink in between the circles. Gaysink to Franken. Franken goes down low. This is Van Langen. Scoops it back outside for Gaysink. Gaysink double-teamed in the corner. Back to Josh. Josh with it stripped. It's taken away. Here comes Emig. Emig on the fly. His shot is blocked from behind by Van Langen. And the Morningside Mustangs maintain possession of it as the ball comes off of the backboard. Emig down to the corner. Nothing there. Emig gives it back out front to Matt Hahn. Hahn bounces it down low. Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers back to Matt Hahn. Hahn, three, missed it, no good. Put back attempt by Emig, no good. Rebound controlled by the Defenders. Outlet pass over to Jansma. 4:30 remaining. Dort needs points, and they need to be very efficient from here on out. Jansma takes it to the basket, gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Yes, he's been limited to 2 points so far. Got a field goal in the first half, a turnaround in the lane, if I remember correctly. Gaysink and Winterfeld will check out of the ballgame. Also checking out Van Langen. On the floor for the Defenders now, Bussard, Franken, Jansma, Bleeker, and Brunsting for the Mustangs. Potabom, Borchers, Borchers, Zach Emig, and Matt Hahn. First free throw by Jansma is good. They only awarded him a 1-1 opportunity here, so he makes the first one. Second free throw coming, trying to make it a 9-point ball game again. Free throws up, free throw no good. 77-67. 4:23 and counting in this contest. Morningside with a 10-point lead. With it on the left wing, this is Matt Hahn. Hahn crosses over down to the baseline, gives it up Borchers. Borchers kick out Alex Borchers. That's Tyler to Alex. Shot no good. And now a foul called on the rebound against the Morningside Mustangs. And that will go on Hahn. That is Matt Hahn's second. And a 1-1 coming here for Cade Bleeker. So Cade Bleeker shooting a 1-1. Somehow Tyler Borchers ended up on the floor in that play as well. Curious how that transpired as I watched the replay. First free throw by Bleeker. Off the front iron, no good. Dort not helping themselves at the charity stripe. 77-67 our score. Borchers gives it up to Emig. Emig on the left wing. Emig gives it up. Borchers. Alex Borchers back out front. to Potabom. Potabom with the basketball. Dump it down low. Tyler Borchers kick out back over to Hahn. Hahn at the free throw line. Reverses it back over to Alex Borchers. Five to shoot on the left wing. They get it back over to Tyler Borchers. 12-footer from the baseline. No good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Brunstein. Goes left side over to Jansman. Dort down 10. Got to be very efficient here. Got to score on almost every possession. Jesse Jansma, floater in the lane. He's got five. Defenders down by eight, 77-69. Can you get a stop or two in succession if you're Dort? Morningside basketball, Alex Borchers. Borchers looking down low. Now kicks out in front instead to Hahn. Hahn, left side, Emig. Emig doesn't want to shoot the three, but he does throw it down low for Tyler Borchers. Back to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Fouls charged to the defender, Zach Bussard. That is foul number four on Zach Bussard. So two free throws on the way for Alex Borchers. Borchers with 11. First free throw up and good. Another one on the way for Alex Borchers. Trying to push the lead back to double digits. Second free throw is up and good. So Alex Borchers makes them both. He's got 13. Defenders trail 79-69. 2:50 remaining. Brunstein goes right side over to Franken. Franken with it on the wing back to Jansma. Jansma looking down low. Gives to Bussard, and Bussard is fouled from behind. Bussard is fouled by Tyler Borchers. Borchers whistled for foul number four. Zach will go to the free throw line and will shoot a 1-1. So Tyler Borchers checking out of the ballgame after picking up his fourth. Zach Bussard to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Free throw is up by the right-hander. Good. He's got another one coming. 11 points tonight for the senior from Papillion, Nebraska. 79-70 currently. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. 79-71. Zach Bussard has 12. 2:37 and counting. That's probably the most important factor at this point. With the basketball out front, Emig. Emig on the left wing. Emig. Driving in, stops, gives back to Potabom. They dump it down low for Brown. Now to Hahn on the wing. Hahn works it back over to Borchers. Alex Borchers hangs in the air, gets the shot to go. His second field goal of the second half at 71-81. Dort down 10. Garrett Franken backing his way in. Ball poked away from behind. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession it will be. Defender basketball. So Dort will be inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Chandler Brunstein. Brunstein with it. Brunstein gets it in Bleeker. Bleeker head fake. Three-pointer right corner good. Cade Bleeker with 6 points, two threes here in the second half. Defenders down seven, 81-74. Morningside will have the basketball when we resume play right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. 1:56 left to play in regulation. Morningside has the basketball in the backcourt. They bring it across the timeline to Tyler Borchers. And Borchers is fouled on the play. Tyler Borchers will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. He's a 62% free throw shooter. He's 1 of 2 so far tonight by my count. Want to double check that. Yep, 15 points. He had 9 at halftime when he was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So he's shooting a 1-1 here. 1:49 left to go in regulation. Defenders down 7. Both teams in the bonus. Dort's in the double bonus from here on out. Free throw is up by Borchers and good. He's got another one on the way. It's 82-74, pending a second free throw. Right-handed free throw by the fifth-year senior is up and good. It's 84-74. 84-74, Borchers with 8 in the second half, 17 for the ball game. Right at his season average of 16.7. Franken makes the shot. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket answering the two free throws made by Tyler Borchers. Defenders wanted a foul on the play. None forthcoming, though, and the defenders trail by 7 again, 83-76. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this.
This broadcast.
Morningside gets the ball inbounded. Defenders work for a trap. Zach Emick takes exception to the trap. They call for a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Morningside with three timeouts remaining. Dort with one timeout left. And it will be Morningside basketball on the sideline when we resume play in just a moment. We'll keep it right here, though, and remind you of the scheduling changes next week. The Defender men's basketball and women's basketball teams scheduled to host Jamestown originally Wednesday this week. It'll be Thursday. The Defenders will be hosting Jamestown at 6 and 8 o'clock Thursday night. Still traveling to Doan on Saturday. Short turnaround there. Ripple effects of this winter storm are going to be felt this entire week. With the basketball out front is Alex Borchers. Borchers with the ball. Borchers passes it right side Matt Hahn. Hahn with the basketball. Hahn back over to Borchers. 16 on the shot clock now, 14. Defenders are down 7. They need a stop. Borchers feeds Tyler. Tyler loses it on the way up, and he gets bailed out on the call. Not sure who they're going to call for that foul. Was it Josh Van Langen? About the only player in the vicinity, and they will call it on Josh. Looked like the ball was coming out before the foul call. First free throw on the way for Borchers as he'll shoot two. It's 3 for 4 today. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way. 83-76. .114 left to go. Dort down 7. You need a miss here and then a conversion to make it interesting. Free throw on the way by Borchers is up, and that one's good. So he makes one of two. He's 4 for 6. 84-76. Defenders down 8. Pass goes over to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma's pass taken by Van Langen. Van Langen to Bleeker. Underneath Franken. A minute to go. Turnaround by Franken is good. Garrett Franken with a 2-point basket. It's 78. Dort down 6. 84-78. Potabom with it. And Potabom is fouled on the play. Potabom got it on the wing. Jansma avoided picking up his fifth personal foul. Will Potabom will go to the free throw line where he will shoot a 1-1. So the bonus free throws coming for Potabom. It's a 6-point ball game. 1-1 here. Freshman from Lamar's. Free throw rattles, no good. Bringing the ball up is Van Langen. Van Langen steps into the three. It's off the side of the rim, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing it in will be Chandler Brunsting on the right side, about 17 feet out. Morningside does have timeouts left if they want them. Throwing the ball in will be Brunsting. Brunsting to Franken, back to Chandler. Chandler, 3, no good. Rebound, Tyler Borchers, and Borchers is fouled on the play by Josh Van Langen. And Tyler Borchers will walk the other way with an opportunity to stretch this lead out. It's 84-78 currently. Dort led so far by Garrett Franken's 21 points tonight, 13 in the second half. So two free throws coming for Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers' free throw is up and good. A second free throw on the way for Borchers. That makes it a three-possession ball game minimum. Second free throw is on the way for Borchers, the senior from Lamar's. It's up and through. Tyler Borchers now with 20. Defenders trail 86-78. Bleeker back to Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. His three short, no good. And that's probably going to do it. Alex Borchers comes away with a rebound. And Alex Borchers fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. 86-78, defenders down eight. .6 seconds remaining. Free throws on the way for Borchers. First one is up and good. Alex Borchers, 87-78. So another free throw on the way for Borchers. This one's up and good. So Borchers makes them both. Alex Borchers now with 17. Morningside leads by 10, 88-78. Shot clock is off. Jansma three from the right wing. No good. Rebound Brunsting. Back to Franken. Franken three is good. Garrett Franken with another three. He's got 24, but it's going to be too little too late. Defenders are down 7, 88-81. Timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. They're out of timeouts. Need a lot of things to go right now. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders, when this one's all said and done in all likelihood, unless something really crazy happens here over the next 13.7 seconds, defenders will have battled the undefeated Morningside Mustangs down to the wire. Morningside got a little separation in the final 10 minutes to go up double figures, and Alex Borchers dribbles it into the front court, and Morningside will dribble out the clock, and that'll be your final. Morningside stays unbeaten. Number one rated team in the country, the Mustangs, with an 88-81 win over the Dort Defenders here this evening in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. That's going to do it for the play-by-play portion of our broadcast. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 of the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Defenders on the short end of an 88-81 decision here at the DeWitt Gym tonight. The Defenders go to 6-6 in conference play, 15-7 overall. Morningside 20-0 overall, 12-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Two teams were tied 42-42 at the halftime break. Dort led briefly at 46-44 and again at 48-46. It was 52-50 when Morningside got a three-point basket to go up 53-52. They never trailed again, pushed the lead up to 10. For the first time at 77-66, as they had a three-point basket, and then extended the lead. Dort never closer than six the rest of the way, in falling 88-81. The Defenders 30 of 62 shooting, 48%, 9 of 28 from the three-point line, 32%, 12 of 17 from the free throw line, 71%. For the Morningside Mustangs, 28 of 61 from the floor, 46%. 12 for 30 from the three-point line, 40%. 20 of 24 from the free throw line, 83%. Morningside gets to the free throw line seven more times than the Defenders and convert eight more free throw tries than the Dort Defenders. Dort out-rebounded 36-34. Turnovers, Dort had 12. Morningside had 7. Dort turned it over a little bit more in the second half. And six steals for the Mustangs. Five steals for the Dort Defenders. Dort was led in scoring tonight by Garrett Franken's 24 points on 9 of 15 shooting. Ben Gasink with 13, Zach Bussard with 12, 9 for Marcus Winterfeld, 8 for Chandler Brunsting, 6 for Cade Bleeker, 5 for Jesse Jansma, and 4 for Josh Van Lingen for their total of 81. For the Mustangs, 20 for Tyler Borchers and 17 for Alex Borchers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort Defenders head coach, Ryan Van Haften, out of the locker room for his postgame comments. And, Coach, for one half, really battled, and you battled all night long, but had good results in the first half and tied 42-42 at halftime. Couldn't ask for much more in that first half of play from your team.
Yeah, we had a lot of foul trouble, too, in the first half. So just being down, just being even at halftime was a good thing for our guys. We battled all night long. It was a great game with a great atmosphere tonight.
Second half, Morningside gets a little bit of an advantage on you, and that's just kind of what they do. They play even with you, and they have about a 4 or 5 minute stretch where they're going to get a 6 or 7 point lead. And tonight that was enough, as they had that little stretch to get comfortable, and you weren't quite able to put enough pressure on.
Right. You know, it's just there's just a couple of plays that always happen out there that really mean a lot. And, you know, Morningside does a great job of making those plays. Some of the little things that happen to us out there once in a while, we just got to keep improving a little bit. But, man, Morningside's really good. They've got a really nice team. They pass the ball so nicely, and they have great spacing on the floor. And they did a really nice job tonight.
Garrett Frank at 9 of 15 shooting tonight from the floor, 24 points, 8 rebounds. Good to see him get going a little bit offensively again after Wednesday evening at the Corn Palace.
Well, now that Chad Barkham is out here for a while, I mean, we really need Garrett to step up. Chad is such a good passer. You know, we had 11 assists tonight. You know, we need to have more than that typically. And, you know, we just missed Chad in that situation just to be a good passer out of the post. But, Garrett really, I thought, had a really nice game tonight. I thought both of our point guards played well tonight, too. I thought Chandler and Ben both played well. And, Marcus had a nice game. We just got to keep Jesse and Kate out of foul trouble. But the other guys stepped up there for him.
Yeah, that working around Cade and Jesse with foul trouble, you go through scenarios in your mind, but I'd imagine you don't work on those combinations in practice much simply because you think you're going to have one out of the two on the floor almost all the time.
Yeah, you're right. We did a really good job of Garrett kind of put his foot down and had a good run himself there at the end of the first half. I just love the chase. I love the chase of a conference race and seeing, how good you can be. And, I'm enjoying it with this group of guys. They're a really fun group of guys to coach. I'm looking forward to the next month.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for coming by.
Okay, thank you.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Defenders on the short end of that 88-81 decision. Told you about the scoring leaders for Morningside. Also went through all of the scoring for the Defenders. Morningside was also helped by Will Potterbaum's 14 points, 10 for Zach Emig, 11 for Matt Hahn, 7 for Trey Powers, 6 for Trey Brown, 3 for Ben Hoskins. For the Morningside Mustangs, Matt Hahn also with 8 rebounds. Zach Emig had 9. For the Defenders, they were topped by Garrett Franken with 8 and 6 for Josh Van Lingen. Matt Hahn had 8 assists to lead the Mustangs. Josh Van Lingen had 5 assists to lead the Dort Defenders. So the Defenders swept this evening at home. Morningside women get a 90-65 win over the Defenders. Morningside men score an 88-81 win over Dort here this evening. So the Defenders and will be back in action this Thursday night when they host the Jamestown Jimmies. Note that change in evenings. It'll be a Thursday night contest rather than Wednesday night due to the ripple effects of some travel issues this weekend. We'll be on the air with our broadcast shortly before 6 o'clock of that contest, Dort versus Jamestown. And then it's on the road to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doan Tigers this Saturday in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.